The next application is Gerald Dahl from Ashland and Marcus.
Yeah. Jared Dahl and Jonah Lindsley, who would be the apprentice, are applying to work on Scandinavian carving, specifically with greenwood. $3,500 is what they're asking for, going to the master artist. I think Dahl is pretty clearly an experienced master artist. There's a solid work plan. I think Lindsley is a committed apprentice. I did have a couple questions. Overall, I think this is a pretty solid application. I had a few concerns. It was a little unclear to me the ethnic connection of Lindsley to the Scandinavian aspect of this particular tradition. But clearly he had a connection to the wood carving community. Reading through the apprentice's statement, I was a little curious, I guess, to see kind of a lack of what seemed to be again, maybe a little harsher than I mean it, but there seemed to be a lack of commitment to the continuance and the passing on of the art form, and more of a, like, this is something I want to do, which is also a legitimate reason for learning a craft and a folk art, but it was something that that caught my eye. So I'll let Josh fill in any blanks there.
Thank you.
No, I pretty much agree with everything that Marcus said. The master artist is clearly very good at what he does, and he has really nice work samples. He also seems to be a really experienced teacher, which shows that, you know, there's a better chance for the apprentice working out well there. And my main concern also is that, you know, they sort of mention the Scandinavian roots of the area and the Scandinavian the art form, but they don't necessarily like self-identify in that group in the application. They sort of need to connect dots for us, if I don't think they really do.
Other comments on this one?
I had the same idea, and I don't know how much it matters about whether or not this is something that the apprentice was interested in sharing further. Is he going to pass on this knowledge? He talks about building a tiny house, and I'm not criticizing going to go live in a tiny house in the woods, but right, but he doesn't seem very interested in sort of sharing with the broader community. But I don't know where that fits into our scheme of criteria in terms of, you know, preservation, or just we want the people to be practicing, you know. I wasn't sure if he posted online. It sounded like he got some inspiration from Instagram. Am I remembering wrong?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if he also was displaying online, and I don't know what we think about that, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot in the forms that talks about like some kind of, I don't know, traditional ways of passing things on. I don't know how wedded we are to that. I'm not against technology.
I will say with the wood carving communities, there is a lot of stuff that happens online in forums, using Instagram, using all kinds of that. So that, I think that's pretty common in a lot of wood carving communities, and also in the Scandinavian wood carving communities.
I also have some general questions about the community connect, or is it the ethnic connection or community connection?
Cultural community,
like how we're defining that. Do people really need to be, you know, the same ethnic group per se, or are we talking about like you live in a region where this tradition is practiced and you're practicing it too, no matter what your actual ethnic heritage is? Does that count?
I'll say on that, this is an interesting one, and I expected these questions to come up. We do think about cultural community, you know, whether it is regional, occupational, religious, ethnic, you know, a variety of factors there. But I think I can't give you a good assessment there on this. I think that you just have to think about whether they made the case that it, I know they mentioned the region and that it's a, you know, popular forum in the region. So if you think that that, you know, fits within the scope of the traditionality piece and the cultural community.
Seems like they weren't on the same page as the goals of the project, maybe? Like the master went into this explanation of soul, how do you say that? Slope.
Well, yeah, slave.
So that comes up in his application, and it has this base of cultural base, obviously. But the apprentice seems totally unaware of that aspect of it, so yeah, I'm sure that he'll be teaching it to him, but I would think that would have been one of the inspirations for him to want to do this, is to learn that art form. It seems very like the student has this technical view of what's going on, and the master artist has a cultural view, and they just aren't on the same page yet. That can probably happen through this apprenticeship. So, but shouldn't they we have that same goal from the beginning?
I guess I have different thoughts about folk art. Like, I don't know if people have to be committed to the community to be participating in a folk art anyway. I don't know. You might like the thing, but...
Can you say more about that? I'm just trying to understand.
I guess the idea is like, oh, I like drumming, and I like I want to do African drumming. I like drumming, and I want to learn the African drumming. Right? And I guess it may be different from like what I think in general versus what is needed for this grant. I may not necessarily have to then say, like, now I have a deep devotion to knowing everything about West African drumming to still want to participate and find value and beauty in the art itself, right? So, but it seems like maybe that's what's happening in terms of what we're looking for in this grant process.
Well, see, I think that there are a couple, and you'll see in the rose modeling applications where, you know, a lot of people learned maybe in the 70s when it was really popular to learn at community colleges, but because, and not all of those people, and I'm not for sure on this round, but not all of them are necessarily Norwegian.
Right.
But the art form has developed a sort of traditional place in the community or region that they live in, and I think that's worth considering versus, you know, like, well, I have an interest in this, I want to pursue it as a hobby, maybe? Is that...
I just think that it's like a blurry line, and that there can all be all kinds of people who want to participate in certain types of arts who may have varying degrees of interest in all of the history of these arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
And I think it's a conversation we should continue to in the second half of this, right, about how important is that historical, the context piece to the art.
For people to know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Especially as, I don't know, like starting out as the apprentice, they may not be aware,
right,
of some of this.
Yeah. I think that will continue to come up, and we'll continue discussing it this afternoon. Other comments on this one before you go ahead and score?
I guess from my point of view or whatever, I'm really fond, I guess, of woodworking. It's kind of part of, I guess, who we are as Menominees too, and I really like the art form. I like the traditionality of it. I just like this application.